the music was starting to change from rock, from early R&B. It was starting to get more syncopated and different drum beats, you know, after the Philadelphia sound had kind of changed the beat a little bit. Stevie Wonder came out with a song called Fingertips. And the beat was so good on it that I wanted to cop that feel with something, and I just didn't want to do Fingertips for one thing. I wasn't that high of a singer like Stevie Wonder at that time when he was, I think, 12. But I wanted to do that, and at that time, Rufus Thomas had a song called The Dog, Walking the Dog. And I used to do it all the time and had a little skit to go with it, and it was real popular. So I kind of got that song and the old Chris Kenner song of Land of a Thousand Dances, and I pieced it together. But Chris Kenner was lyrics from the beginning of the song completely to the end. It didn't have no instrumental break. It didn't have nothing. It was just lyric after lyric after lyric. So at this time, I was kind of popular, so I wanted to add that song into my repertoire, and I was at this place called the Rhythm Room in Fullerton. And the people were really responsive to the song and to the way I put it together with the dog. And all of a sudden, the energy got so high and the groove was so good that I went on a blackout. I forgot the song. And I didn't know what to do, you know? So I kind of danced a little bit and I shook a little bit at that time. And then I just seemed like, well, I might as well just stick to my guns and just get these people to do something. So I started going, na, 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 na.
I said, na, 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 na.